Hi, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to the Eagles Update here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. The playmakers were on center stage Friday at the NFL Scouting Combine as the quarterbacks, running backs, and wide receivers met with the media. Now, the Eagles certainly have quarterback Nick Foles, a Pro Bowl player there, but could they add depth in this year's draft? Let's hear from some of the top quarterback prospects.
From freshman year until what I was this year, I tried to really hone in on some things this year, get better in the pocket, and continue to develop as a passer off the field, obviously. Some scrutiny off the field, but continuing to learn from my mistakes and continuing to grow up. I have an opportunity now moving into a professional phase, that this is life now. This is a job for me. I'm taking it very seriously, and I'm really excited about the future.
I believe that I can, compete with any guy here. And that's why I'm doing everything I'm doing. That's why I'm throwing, that's why I'm running, doing all this stuff. Why wait till pro day when you have an opportunity to make your first impression here in Indianapolis? Grew up watching this as a kid and dreamed of competing in it. Why would I sit anything out and do any of that kind of stuff? So just excited to be here and honored to be here, but definitely believe I belong here.
Everybody says play behind NFL talent at Alabama. Well, usually in the NFL, that's what's in the NFL is NFL talent. So I don't know how that can be a knock, really. But I'm a leader, first one in, last one out. And I feel like I've always put us in a good situation to win the ball game.
There's no question that a quarterback will be selected in the first 32 picks. But what about a running back? Even if not, there are plenty of talented options if the Eagles want to find a complement for LeSean McCoy.
I think my game is what separates me, what I bring to the table. I bring that passion. I play with a lot of heart. And, I feel like I bring that spark to the offense. When the offense, needs something going, I feel like I can make it happen.
I made the decision because I just felt like it was time for me to take my chances at the next level. I feel like I'm fully capable of making an impact in this league, and that's one of the reasons why I declared. Right now my main focus is the combine, obviously just embracing the process and competing and going out there and competing to the best of my ability. And, at the end of the day, whatever happens, happens. But, I'm hoping some teams take interest and like what I'm doing.
There is one running back prospect who is certainly familiar with Chip Kelly's offense. Former Oregon standout De'Anthony Thomas may only be 5'8", 174 pounds, but there's no question that he's a dynamic all-purpose weapon.
I learned a lot. I had one-on-one meetings with him, back at Oregon, and, just being with him, it was great to, just to see him mature me as a player and stuff like that. And, he's a great coach, and I appreciate him for everything he's done for me.
On Thursday, General Manager Howie Roseman called the wide receiver class unique because of its talent and depth. It's time to become familiar with some of the top prospects in this year's draft class.
There's a bunch of gifted guys that are here, even guys that aren't considered maybe first or second round guys. It's just, I think that they might even slip into the first round, depending on how their combine goes. So there's a lot of talented guys everywhere, and I'm excited to be around them.
It's crazy, to be in a class like this and have all these receivers out there, guys, Sammy Watkins, the Marquise Lee, Brandon Cooks, Evans, all these guys, and it's a fun thing to be able to compete with all of them, it's kind of the reason, you go to the SEC is just a competitive conference, so, I'm looking forward to competing.
I kind of just, want to make my own identity, truly, I want to just, like I said, be that player that, a lot of big guys that's growing up, they go straight to DN, a lot of big guys that really want to play receiver, but their size is just push them to other positions. And just try to open the door, for that size, to not weigh on what you're going to play.
On Saturday, the workouts begin for the offensive linemen and the tight ends here at the NFL Scouting Combine. Meanwhile, the defensive line and linebackers will meet with the media. I'm Chris McPherson, and thank you very much for joining us here on the Eagles Update. Make sure to stay tuned for complete coverage of the NFL Scouting Combine all weekend long here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.